Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. We made it through another week. Shout out to our girls here sitting with us tonight. And I just want to say our lovely host, Haley Condenning, is not here today. It's her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I hope you're listening a little bit and turn off the radio. Go celebrate. We love you and we miss you. But I'm here, Maurice Brown and
Sarah Chapin.
And we're sitting tonight with Alicia Prater.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. She's the owner of
Carrots and Confetti. And event.
I love it so much. So fun. Every time I hear it, I'm like, it's so pretty.
Yeah, we had Alicia here
a couple months ago.
Yeah, and she's on season 3, episode 18. So if you want to get to know Alicia, you can re-listen to that one.
On our SoundCloud, and it has all of her history and all of that, since this one's going to be a COVID episode.
Yeah, oh boy. That's right. COVID. So today is more like you have been getting a lot of inquiries, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Weddings can move forward, or even events.
Yeah.
Like the events we were planning.
Yeah.
And people still want to get married.
They do. I mean, they do. Yeah. They're still making plans and, the plans are changing.
Yeah.
They're kind of ever evolving, which is...
I'm sure it's been kind of frustrating for them.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has. It's been really frustrating because I think, you know... The bottom line is we don't have an answer yet. We don't have like an end date to this, you know. So with so many unknowns floating around, it makes planning anything really, really challenging. And, you know, it's not just like you're planning, a family reunion, not to say that that's not important, but, you know, a wedding it's significant. It's
milestone.
So to think about and dream about your wedding and all the plans and you know, it's a lot of work putting it together.
Yeah.
And then for it to just kind of be, oh, well, time out, pause, and then without any, like, real end in sight it's hard. It's hard for a lot of people just trying to figure out, well, now what?
Now what?
I've put all this money in. I made all these plans. I've made all these travel arrangements, and
There's a lot of moving parts too.
So many
caterers. There's flower people.
Yeah,
so many vendors. Yeah, I can't even imagine being engaged right now, and you're like, "Well, I don't know.
I don't know
tomorrow, but I feel like it'll change even then."
Right. So. And that was really hard too, because at the beginning of the year, I mean, first of all, wedding planning in the best of circumstances can be challenging and can be stressful and all of the things. And then you throw in a global pandemic and it's like, okay, nobody knows how to navigate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you're a professional in the wedding industry, you've certainly seen a myriad of other challenges that couples, face. And that we're used to, but something like this has shaken all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me because, naturally, I'm the one that couples turn to for all of the answers. And I'm also like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's the first time you're seeing
not,
this, too.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, and I'm not going to tell them that, you know, what they want to hear. I just have to be honest and say, I don't really know. I don't know how we're going to, you know, do this, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Yeah. So, you know, in the beginning of the year, I think a lot of us thought that, I know I did. I was naive in believing that, oh, well, summertime, it'll be fine.
Summertime is your busy time too.
Right. And so, you know, I'm like, and particularly in Reading where nothing survives in Reading because it's so hot. So I'm like, I dare you, COVID-19, to survive this Reading heat. Well, guess what? So I think naively, a lot of us believed that by summertime, things would kind of mellow out.
Mm-hmm.
We'd maybe have a treatment. We'd have something. And now here we are, middle of August, and I still have couples that are like, I don't know what to do. You know, and I'm kind of like, well... let's open our calendars and look what 2021 looks like, or 2022. But there are silver linings, and it hasn't been all bad. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've had a couple of couples who have had to reschedule and instead took the extra time that they were given to do, you know, all of the things that they really wanted to do with their wedding. And so there is a bright side if you are willing to look for it. You know, if you're willing to look for the bright side in all of it, there is one. There is a silver lining.
So you did plan a wedding this year?
So I had originally, I had over 10 weddings scheduled for this year, and the vast majority of them moved to 2021.
Okay.
And I still had some holdouts that were like, no, we're going to make,
oh my gosh,
we're going to make it happen this year. So, with those couples, we focused on changing venues because, of course, venues are obligated to adhere to their county, regulations. And so the couples that decided that they were going to go forward and have their wedding on the date that they had originally set it for either, changed from, you know, like a public venue, like a hotel, to a private, to someone's home, or, some couples also reduce their guest count to accommodate the regulations. So I've had weddings that started out at 150 people and then ended at 30.
My gosh, can you imagine if you were the guest that got cut out?
I know.
Right? I know. I was in a wedding, and they, of course, only had to do it with family. And I totally understand because they've been engaged like 2 years, and just constant things kept getting put back. So they're like, okay, we're just going to do, like, family. And they live streamed it. It was great. But I was like, I totally get it. And
yeah.
Would you say the etiquette is for dwindling down your guest list even of that?
That's such a good question. That's the question that I get the most from couples now that are like, okay, even though we're going to push our wedding back, we are thinking about, you know, making changes to our guest count. So for those of you who are listening and are facing that problem, I would say, you know, think carefully about who you want to keep, and be very considerate to those that, maybe don't make the cut.
And
you can't stick your head in the sand, and you can't ignore the people that, you know, if you've already sent out an invitation and people have RSVP'd, I think, you know, you owe it to those people to either make a phone call. I had one couple, actually, and I thought this was such a sweet thing. They wrote a letter to each of the people that they had to eliminate from the guest list. Once they had to change direction, they wrote a letter to each of those guests that they could not bring with them. And I thought that was a really sweet thing to do, you know, and express their love and their sorrow for not being able to have them attend. So I would say, you know, when you're thinking about, okay, out of the 150 people we invited, now I can only bring 75 or 30, whatever it might be. You know, think about the people who have been in your life the longest, the people who will continue to be in your life. You know, we have friends that come in and out of our life. You know, we have seasons in our life. So I would say think about the people who have been with you and you know will continue to be with you. Those are the people that come. And those that don't will understand.
Yeah.
They will.
That's such a great advice. We'll have more from Licia after this. We do have a couple minutes to just say what's up to our sponsors.
Your sponsor, Unicorn Sarah, has returned. Our first sponsor is Linda Lingo. I'm Linda Lingo, financial coach. Linda inspires and guides women into clarity and confidence in their finances. She uses a 3-step customized process to guide women to financial freedom. Commit to changing your financial story, create an actionable financial roadmap, and put your plan into action. We have Sarah Beck with Legal Shield, affordable access to attorneys of the state, and she has some great resources, you guys. I would definitely recommend reaching out to her. And we have Jessie Baldwin, her certified health coach. She's great. All these people, by the way, have been on previous episodes if you want to learn more about them. We also have Patty Nadal, NATO, Bargain Books and More, located at 836 Butte Street, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m., and will do book trades.
Thanks, ladies, for sponsoring our show. And we will be back with an Vision Show here at KCNR.
Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Hey guys, we're back. Women of Vision Show, and we're sitting here with Lisa Prater with Carrots and Confetti, and we're kind of talking about something, a good topic about weddings, planning a wedding during the pandemic. And, we just want to, come back where we left off, which is, you know, how to scale down your wedding and the proper etiquette on, reducing your guest count. And just, yeah, I mean, cause during the break, we're like, well, you just kind of want to party, you know, our couples here just want to share their joy. Love and joy.
Yeah.
So anyway, Alicia has some really good points as far as like, you know, planning that.
Well, I would say kind of circling back to, you know, having to have that difficult discussion, that making that difficult decision of, okay, who are we going to keep in attendance and who are we going to lovingly let go? I would say, because I do get asked this a lot, like, I don't even know kind of where to start. So my advice would be, talk to your family, obviously, make a list of family members. I think first and foremost, family needs to be there. Mm-hmm. The family that matters. And of course we have friends that are like family. So, think long and hard about, people that have been in your life, people that you know will continue to be in your life. I think, reaching out personally, whether a letter or a phone call, is really important. And then there's nothing wrong though with, in a way it kind of gives you something else to look forward to, plan that first year wedding anniversary party. Mm. I think, like you were talking about that, and I think that's such a great idea. Actually, one of my couples that I was talking to today, they're having a very small, intimate wedding this weekend. Mm. And instead of having the ceremony, reception, and the whole thing in one day, they're going to have a ceremony, and then at their 1 year anniversary,
the reception, party.
That's when the reception is going to happen.
Open bar for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So there are ways that you can still, and obviously a little differently, mm-hmm. but there are still ways that you can have both the ceremony and the party and all of that. The party part just might have to wait a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But again, it was interesting talking to her because I could just hear it in her voice that it was like, now I have this other thing to look forward to.
Right.
Like, I'm going to get married this weekend and mm-hmm. I'm excited. And in a year from now, she has this other thing to look forward
to. It's not like
one and done. Yeah. Right. It's now you kind of spread it out a little bit.
It's a year of party.
It's a year of party planning.
And yeah, and you can space out the expenses or the spending part. Yes. I don't know.
Yeah. And one thing, now those of us that are in the industry talk and hear a lot about micro weddings. And that has now become a real trend. I mean, it's really by default. But the great thing about a micro wedding is that you can now, I've had these discussions with different brides, and I'm like, okay, let's think about the silver lining here. So, all right, maybe you don't get to have the 100 to 150 or 300 people that you were originally thinking of. And maybe you don't get to have that big party that you were originally planning and all of those things. But with every person that you invite to a wedding, just, I hate to say it, but you kind of have to like add a dollar sign above their heads. It's expensive to feed a lot of people, So with a micro wedding, the great thing about scaling down is that, maybe now your budget can lend itself to things that you might not have been able to afford before. Mm-hmm. Some fantasy of floral art piece that you thought would be really cool to get married under but was too expensive to begin with. Now, I don't know, maybe you can afford this floral art piece, maybe you can afford to pay for filet instead of chicken, So again, that's what I mean about silver linings is, just kind of redirecting the thought process on, well, all right, I might lose out on some of these other things, but now my budget's opened up. And there are a lot of couples too that I've talked to that were already leaning more towards an informal kind of setting, mm-hmm. but thought, how do I do that with over 100 people? And now with smaller guest counts, you really can have the wedding you wanted to have. Again, you've got more money now available mm-hmm. to spend in other areas that maybe you didn't have before. I was talking to actually one bride about, and I loved this idea, is having kind of a big Moroccan style themed wedding where we throw rugs down on the ground and pillows and everybody just sat down on the ground outside and super casual, flowers everywhere. And, translating something like that to over 100 people is going to seem awkward. You've got 150 people sitting on the ground. But when you have, right? Like, can you imagine?
I'm picturing it. I'm giggling. It's a photographer, too. I'm giggling. I'm like, what?
Right. Right. But when you have 25 to 40 people and you've got this long, beautiful, you know, rugs and pillows and the whole thing, then it's kind of like...
The really cool lantern.
Yes, yes.
And I feel like I've seen this in your Instagram.
You probably have. I don't know. You probably have. Yeah. But anyway, again, you know, again, it's all about how you choose to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So by scaling down your guest count, there it just opens the door to so many other things that you could have done.
And obviously working with you to have that creative perspective, I feel like when you're so personally invested, emotionally invested, you can't think outside the box.
And that's it too, because that's the great thing about being in the position that I'm in is I'm in it with you. You know, developing relationships with my brides, with my couples is really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about this before in the interview that I did a couple months ago where, you know, if I don't feel like a vibe like right from the start,
mm-hmm.
you know, I kind of just, I know who I want to work with and who maybe I don't. And so even though I'm invested in it, I'm not in the same way that just as you said, as though I were the bride or the mother of the bride or whatever. So I can look at it differently than someone who's, you know, thinking about, I don't know, their wedding dress and all the other things. I can look at it from a different perspective. And so anyway, so it is nice, I think, for couples who have a planner, whether it's me or anybody else, that can, kind of be that sounding board for
mm-hmm.
them and be that person to say, well, have you ever thought of, you know, and introducing maybe a different way of approaching.
Yeah. And then I don't know if we should get into it because we're going to have like 2 or 3 minutes, but maybe when we come back from our commercial break, I know there's some, you know, like you said, couples out there that wants that grand wedding.
Yeah.
But like, I love what the question Sarah has over here where it's like, okay, well now you got to go to a micro wedding, which by the way, first time I've heard that term.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now how can they feel like it's a big wedding, you know?
Yeah. Maybe how do they still get that feel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we can discuss that when you get back from the break, that'd be great. And if anybody have any question for Licia, you know you can call in. The number is 605-4567. If you have any specific question for yourself personally.
And it can be any event, party, any gathering related question.
Yes,
you know.
That is true, because she does event planning, not just wedding, but a host of other things. And I was working with her, too, at one point. We had so much fun.
I know.
So
I know. But next year, it'll be amazing. And that, again, silver linings, right? It's like, okay, well, got a whole other year to
look forward to.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Alrighty. Sponsor Unicorn has returned. This is going to be my byline. We have Josie Ramirez of Everbloom Skincare. I got a facial from her last Saturday, and I literally fell asleep. It was so relaxing.
Same.
She woke me up. I was like, oh my gosh, we're over? What?
Now you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. She's located at 668 Azalea Avenue, results-driven facials, natural acne clinic, and botanical-based non-toxic skincare. We have Deborah Mitchell of Deborah Mitchell for Oils of Young and Healthy Living. We also got Michelle Lane of Michelle Lane Coaching. Michelle is a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women with a results-driven life coach helping you get the root of what's holding you back. She helps women remember who they are beyond the daily hustle, obligation, and overwhelm so they can awaken and open their truth, intuition, and self-trust. We also got Ash and Jazz, who are fantastic. They are lit from within. They are located at 2449 Athens Avenue, organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, natural teeth whitening, yoga, meditation, dance, hip-hop, fitness, Pilates, kids yoga, and kids dance.
They do a lot.
They do a lot. They are so fun and bubbly, too. They, like, light up a room. So.
Yes.
We will be back after this commercial break. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hey, everybody, we're back, and we're already planning a party.
We're planning a masquerade ball.
Completely off topic.
Totally off topic.
But anyway, we're sitting here with Licia Prater with Carrots and Confetti, and I think the last question we left off was, micro-wedding, and for those folks who want to still have that feel of a, you know, feel big type of wedding, like, mm-hmm. How do you accomplish that with a micro-wedding?
Well, again, I think it's all about redirecting your budget. So when you are, you know, reducing your guest count, you're going to be significantly reducing your food budget. So if you're still comfortable with spending the same amount of money that you would have at your original guest count, well, then why not, again, redirect those funds and put them into decor? Mm-hmm. So, you know, flowers, lighting. I think that is one of the most overlooked aspects of wedding decor, mm-hmm. is lighting. Lighting can change everything.
The mood, huh?
It can change the mood. It can change the vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, to some degree, you can even skip out. Now, again, everything is sort of venue location, mm-hmm. dependent. But if you had an indoor space, you could light the walls. You could do BOGO lighting, gobo lighting on the floor. I mean, there's a ton that you can do with just lights, mm-hmm. minimal decor, and the vibe is just so cool. So, again, it's all about redirecting your funds and thinking a little bit outside the box, you know. So now you might have $5,000 more or $10,000 mm-hmm. more than you did before, I would look into, again, I'd look into decor elements. I'd look into lighting. Maybe even bring in a band. I mean,
yeah, I was thinking that. I'm like, music.
Yeah, music.
People love to dance.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, it's all about sort of breaking that mold of what you were planning on having, what you thought you could have, and just going for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, why not? Why not? You know, normally I would say, hey, listen, if you can save money on certain aspects of your wedding, put that towards your honeymoon. You mm-hmm. know, put that towards, I don't know, other things in your life. But the sad reality is that in addition to our wedding plans and event plans being stymied by all of this, so are our travel plans.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, right? So couples that were thinking of going on these big, beautiful honeymoons are now like, well, we're going to go on a road trip.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of my couples have done that. I'm like, what are you guys going to do for honeymoon now? Well, we've got the time off already. We're just going to get in the car and go on a road trip. And I think that's great. I mean, I think I
live in the best country.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it's like there's so much to see. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. So again, it's all about just kind of redirecting your thought process and thinking about, instead of focusing on what you're losing, mm-hmm. instead of focusing on that, think about what you could gain. If you kept your budget the way it was, why not shoot for the moon? Why not?
Go save up for a house.
Go save up for a house. That's never a bad idea.
Well, what advice do you have for, like, you know, other events, like people who are planning for, like, say, baby shower, engagement party? I know that we just went to a baby shower last week, and definitely a lot of people couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And they couldn't really put it in a public space, so it had to be, like, kind of private.
Yeah.
They had the cutest, like, sanitation station came out. It had, like, masks for everyone, hand sanitizer.
I had a wedding a couple weeks ago, and the welcome table, we did a whole mask presentation and hand sanitizers, and there was a little sign that said, spread the love, not germs.
Yeah, make sound fun.
So, you know, I mean, why not kind of incorporate that? So I would say with any event that you're planning, whether it's a wedding, a baby shower, an anniversary party, whatever it might be, you're definitely going to have to make sure that you are, you know, prepare yourself for the regulations that will be imposed upon you depending on where you mm-hmm. have it. You also are going to want to be sensitive to the fact that, you know, people, there are some people that take this very, very seriously. Mm-hmm. And then there are some that maybe don't. That's a conversation for another time. But, you know, you want to make sure that everybody feels equally comfortable. Mm-hmm. So it is difficult, I think, to plan certain events right now because you also don't want to feel – you don't want to seem that you're being insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's this kind of unspoken –
thing right now, yeah,
right now, sure. Yeah, where it's like you want to talk about planning certain events and you want to, but you don't want to come across as seeming insensitive or aloof to the struggles that other people are facing mm-hmm. during this. So it's, I would say, you know, if you, outside of baby showers and things like that, where, you know, obviously you can't put off the delivery of a baby.
That's a little time sensitive.
That's a little time sensitive, right. But maybe anniversary parties or business functions, things like that, that maybe could be celebrated at a different date, I would certainly explore waiting until next year, until there's a better, you know, and understand that you will get people who will gracefully decline.
Oh, yeah.
And you will have people who might even go, really? You're planning, you know, hello?
Yeah.
And
I feel like,
such
if, you, yeah, I feel like yeah. if you're on the extreme side where you're ultra safe, then, yeah, don't come, you know?
Yeah.
And definitely, again, with the same situation, that don't feel feel personal about, you know, about the outcome of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if, like, and don't feel offended that that they're not coming,
yeah.
or, you know,
yeah.
we're all in a
Well, yeah, because everybody is approaching this pandemic in a slightly unique way. Mm-hmm. And so I know on a daily basis I struggle. I mean, like, I remember in the beginning when we all went into shelter in place, I was like, all right, kids, hunker down, you know, close all the windows and nobody's coming in or out. And I mean, I was that person. And then I was like, okay. And chill out a little bit. And, you know, so, like, every week it seemed like I was the, you know, put your mask on and wash your hands and mm-hmm. And then the next week I was like, well, you know, I don't know. And then the next week I was back on my high horse.
I think you're not the only one.
Right? I think we're all kind of, yeah. But there are some
that are... constantly evolving situation.
It really
so.
Is.
And I just try to give everyone grace because I'm like, I don't understand their decisions. It's their decisions.
And there's
so,
this,
yeah.
And that's right. I mean, that's right. And I think that's the key to it all, right? Is just giving everybody grace, particularly when it comes to planning, you know, things like weddings and such, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So when you've had cancellations, like what was like your mode of, you know, sending out invites? I mean, not invites, but the cancellations.
Letting people
like,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
So thankfully, I haven't had any cancellations. The couples have. You know, they still want to get married. So it's been primarily, postponements.
Mm-hmm.
Some were only a couple of months. Many were a full year. A lot of the venues, when they realized, okay, it doesn't look like realistically we're going to be able to hold weddings or events, they contacted their couples and said, we're just going to put you on the books for that same weekend next year.
Mm.
And so a lot of it, you know, was scrambling to then make sure the vendors that were already secured were then available to move. And then, you know, one big piece of advice that I would give couples when it comes to communicating, you know, a change, like either a venue
yes.
or a date, is, you know, I think one thing that can be really helpful is even creating a Facebook group where you can just put the information in one place.
Mm.
Also, most couples that I work with have wedding websites. So you can get a website through Zola, through The Knot.
It's a great idea.
And I think having one central location where guests can get information, where you don't have to think about, did I send an email to this mm-hmm. person? Did I text that person? Did my mom call this person? Just having one central place that you can update your guests and have them look, you know, I think is really important. Having a streamlined, you know, way of communicating
totally.
To your guests
yeah.
is crucial. But, yeah, I mean, that's really what it's about. I think it's just about being organized.
Organization,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, organized.
And utilize
the
technology we have. We have so much.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Absolutely.
Facebook, that's a great social media platform.
Yeah.
Websites.
Yeah, websites, things like that. Instagram.
Yeah.
A lot of couples will create an Instagram
account.
Yeah, account just for that.
That's
or
amazing.
A Facebook page just mm-hmm. for their planning. And so that's a great, you know, I think that's a great way to share. One thing I do want to talk about is, and I know we're about to go to break, but something that has been faced, something my couples have faced is the uncertainty of a venue giving them the green light to move
Ooh.
Forward.
That's something I actually have on my question list, so
oh,
we can do after we
yes,
get. I have a
girl.
Few legalish questions for you after we get back.
Okay. There. You take it on.
Well, on that note, the sponsor Unicorn has a few items for you on this agenda. So we got Bev Gray with Zervita, the most nutritious drink. We have Felicia Tortoroshi with All Fired Up. They are a clay pottery studio, life casting, board art, all that good stuff here in town. It's 1796 Churn Creek Road. We also got Sarah Clark of Relieves Trading. They are 100% USDA certified organic hemp, grown at Whole Circle Farms in Oregon, USA. They produce signature Relieves Deep Freeze Pain Relief Spray in small batches, lovingly crafted to bring you the relief you need. We also have Max Malaria, World Financial Group, life and health insurance agent. Ali Everest, I believe that's how you pronounce your name. I'm sorry if it's not. A Bohem Salon and Spa. They are a great salon and spa here in town at 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. And then lastly, it is me, Sarah Marie Spectrum. I do photo shoots and videos. Basically anything you want to be, I can do it. And we have fun just making our imagination run free.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, totally. She does a great job, you guys. Find her at ceremoniespectrum.com,
yep. Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. It's perfect. My name. Yep.
All right, ladies and gents, if you're listening, we'll be right back. Women of Vision show.
Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Back to the Women of Vision show.
Hey. We're having too much fun.
We are having way too much fun.
So, Sarah, I think you had a really excellent question that I think...
I always have excellent questions. Okay, so we were talking about, like, legally, like, all that kind of fun stuff. Obviously, there's, like, ordinances and everything that's going on with that.
Yeah.
But we were talking about, one of my questions was, how should a couple approach their vendors during COVID if they have not reached out to them? So, or their venue, like, anything, really.
Yeah. So the first thing that I think every couple should do the moment they start to second guess whether or not they want to move forward with their original date, venue, that kind of thing, is to reach out to their venue.
Mm-hmm.
Every county has a different ordinance that the venues have to abide by. And there are some venues that aren't traditional wedding venues that are more like vacation rentals, mm-hmm. where you can rent the space for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those quote unquote venues are like, listen, it's your property for the weekend, do with it that what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not concerned about how many people you have because you've rented it for the weekend, so it's yours. And there are some venues that are like, oh, no. You need to have, you know, just 30 or less or whatever it is. So the moment you start to think about, okay, am I really going to be able to pull this wedding off this year? You need to call your venue and find out where their policies lie, what county, you know, they're in, and the regulations that they have to abide by. If it's looking like you might not be able to have the wedding that you want to have at the venue, then the second discussion is about deposits and things like that. And, you know, there are some venues that might honor a refund on your deposit given the extenuating circumstances. There are some venues that will encourage you to just move your date. So you really have to think about what it's worth. I have had couples that have moved venues because the venue where they currently were, you know. So here's the thing. I've had couples get really upset with some of the venues that they had originally booked their wedding through. And I understand why they were upset. I also understand the side of the venue.
Yeah.
So the venue owner is saying, well, I don't know what it's going to look like in a month. I don't know what it's going to look like in 2 months. It could be that the restrictions ease up and we can go ahead and move forward with your wedding. They're reluctant. I mean, this is how they make their money, right? Mm-hmm. They're reluctant to say, oh, yeah, no, it's fine. Go ahead and cancel, and here's your deposit back. I mean, so I can see how, from the venue owner's standpoint, they're saying, well, I don't know. It could work out in the end. We don't want to lose out, you know, on your wedding. On the other hand, not giving a couple a definitive answer, even though you may not have a definitive answer to give, is still difficult from the couple's perspective because they can't wait until the last minute to then be told, well, crud, doesn't look like it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. You can't expect a couple to just hold out hope until the 11th hour that things are going to work out. So
that's happened before, though, in your experience?
Yeah.
Ooh. Are venues required to, like, provide insurance? Or is there a thing, like, as wedding insurance?
Well, so the couples are. So when you rent a venue, you are obliged to provide event insurance. Mm-hmm. Now, typically, that insurance only covers damages to the property if there are any. So it doesn't, you know, the policies don't usually cover cancellations or postponements or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So if you are a couple getting married and you have event insurance, it's really to protect yourself and the venue from a lawsuit if someone hurts themselves, that kind of thing. So as a couple, this would be my advice to you. If you are working with a venue that is reluctant to give you an answer one way or the other, and you feel like the clock is ticking, then you need to be the one to take the bull by the horns and make the decision as to whether or not you're going to stay or you're going to move. And you also need to be considerate of the fact that you might lose your deposit. Mm. You might. I don't know. Every venue has a different policy, and when you signed that contract, you know, you might have signed a contract that says non-refundable deposit.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, I mean, that's unfortunate, but that is the reality. So you have to kind of weigh out, what is it worth it to me? How is, you know, losing a deposit versus completely having to start from scratch? Because when it came time to pull the trigger, you elected to stay with the venue, and now you can't have them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like it's every company's different. Like, we had a reunion, family reunion in Philippines.
Oh.
Obviously, that got canceled, like, literally right on the 11th hour.
Yeah.
But the airlines refunded our tickets, which they never do,
no,
by the way.
Yeah.
And And then same thing, we had a plan for a retreat in Mexico.
Right.
But our deposit, they never gave us our deposit.
They did.
We lost out our deposit. Mm. But, I mean, obviously that's Mexico, different country.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Right.
But none of us have this protocol for a pandemic.
That's
and
see,
so some companies will honor and some companies
won't.
will be firm. Yeah.
And that's happening with vendors too. Mm-hmm. There are some vendors who will who are eager. I mean every vendor that I have talked to, they're eager to move to a date. They're eager to work with the couples and move a date or location if they have to.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, in the midst of all of this happening, I was, as well were many other wedding vendors, we were already booking into next year and the year after, right?
Yeah.
And we already were having couples calling us and saying, hey, well, guess what? We're going to get married in the fall of 21 or summer of 20, whatever. So we're, as vendors, we're juggling reschedules and new bookings.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some vendors that had already booked for dates that their 2020 couples were trying to move to. And some vendors were able to, you know, give back the deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Some vendors were not.
Ugh.
And so it really has become kind of a twisted web, you know,
yeah,
that we've all been trying to, vendors and couples alike. Because, yeah, just as you said, we've never gone through this before. There's nothing in contracts that say, you know, your deposit won't be refunded unless you're in a global pandemic. In that case, it is, you know, there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
So couples will have to, sadly, in some cases, they might have to eat their deposit on some things, and that's unfortunate. But again, I would say to any couples that are listening now, if you have any hesitation as to how you're going to move forward, you cannot wait for your vendors.
Yeah.
You cannot wait for your venue, because I've had two couples with two different venues where the venue owners vanished.
Oh boy.
I mean, like they put their head in the sand, and my couples could not get a hold of these venue owners to save their lives. And as the clock is ticking, we're getting closer and closer and closer to their wedding date, and we still don't know if the venue is. So that was really frustrating. So venue owners, don't ignore your couples when they're calling.
Yes.
I know that you don't have the answers, and I know that you're struggling to keep your business afloat. But when we hide from each other, it just makes it that much more difficult, you know? So yeah, it's sadly, you have to really be like, as the couple, the ones to kind of, and with your planner,
yeah,
if you've got a planner, to really just like.
It's sad that you have to say that, but
I know.
I guess, you know, like when you don't, it's not in your control. Maybe this venue was just barely surviving, or who knows, or
who
somebody,
knows?
Something.
Who
but
knows?
Communication is key, people.
Communication is key in all relationships.
Yes.
In personal and professional, communication
There's
is key.
There's like no excuse now with everything.
No.
Email.
I know.
Social media.
Well, and it's
text.
Terrible when you're trying to get a hold of a venue owner. If you see the venue owner on Instagram, like, oh, look at me on the lake
today.
That's
even worse.
Wait a minute.
At the lake today.
Look at, I was on the lake today avoiding all those phone calls.
Yeah, that's just poor business
etiquette.
Yeah, that's
not good.
So we're down to our last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What would you like to wrap up with, and where can we find you?
So you can find me on Instagram at Carrots and Confetti. So my full name is Carrots and Confetti Events, but you can find me at Carrots_Confetti on Facebook, and of course my website, which is carrotsandconfettievents.com. Kind of hard to miss and sort of out there a lot.
But you have good marketing.
I hope so. And I'm sorry, honey, what was the other thing you asked?
No, you're fine. Well, we have 4 minutes, so just anything else you'd like to add really quickly?
So I would say, you know, you guys that might be listening and thinking about what wedding planning will look like for you outside of the pandemic. Maybe you're looking to get married in 21 or 22. Don't be scared off. I met with a couple recently who are wanting to get married in the next couple of years, but honestly don't even know where to start. So I would say don't let this scare you. You could still have your fabulous dream day, and just be open-minded. just be open-minded.
That's right.
Yeah.
Great way to end a day.
We are Women of Vision, and thank you so much
thank
for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we're so happy to see you.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.